It's Beamaz and Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is this?
I believe why Lucas played this, is celebrating Britney's first musical release in almost a decade.
Sure thing.
Hey, it's Beamaz and Beamer here on WBEN.
All right. It's a little gloomy outside, which definitely makes it gloomy in here. I mean, there is such a difference when the sun's shining out there.
Yeah.
I mean, just you're getting that natural light in here, and when it's not, it is like, wow. And the sunshine is so much better than these things.
Yeah, these lights are really weak. Aren't these the replacements?
I don't know. No, that was not the replacements. That was Britney Spears.
Yes, of course.
No, welcome in, Beamaz and Beamer on WBEN. Joe, I love this. We just heard Rob Lucas, who joined us this morning, to talk about these Bruce Springsteen tickets that went on sale yesterday, which is, you know, we've been talking about this through the week. It's going to be a little bit different. I just think it's so interesting. It is just an all-time, like, where do you stand? If you were trying to buy Bruce Springsteen tickets yesterday, I want to hear from you. 803-0930 here on WBEN. Because, as I've been saying a few times over the past several days, I don't fault Springsteen, any other artist, for doing exactly what they did yesterday. So here's the thing about Bruce Springsteen, is he's always been very political, but his big politics have really showed here, because above all else, he is the foremost capitalist in the world, because this was exactly, I mean, this is classic supply and demand. I'm here to make the money I deserve to make. Bruce Springsteen yesterday, as tickets were all over the place in price. You can't even really, I mean, the range from, what, $60? I saw some people online say, all right, no problem, got in, got tickets at face value, went out. To I saw what's being resold today, the cheapest ticket all resale, because this did sell out, by the way, $200 to sit in the nosebleeds behind the stage. Joe, would you ever pay, who would you pay $200 to sit behind the stage for?
Oh, man.
Which is a classic Bruce look. I mean, Born in the USA, the album cover.
Yeah.
Is his rear end. You can see that for the price of $200.
You don't think he turns around and acknowledges the fans behind him? I mean, it's not a roundabout stage, so maybe not.
That's the thing. Like, what, he would see the curtain. I mean, would you even see it? I don't know.
I mean, I'm seeing 224 behind the stage. Probably wouldn't pay that for. I couldn't think of anyone off the top of my head. I'm sure if there was someone, hey, this is the last tour and it's something I've really wanted to see, I would consider it. But I mean, I don't know.
That's, I can say right now, there's no one I'd pay that money to see. For that seat,
I can't think
money,
of someone.
I'd pay that money to see somebody. I would not pay for that seat.
Would you pay that much anywhere in the nosebleeds?
No, I want to say no.
Have you ever sat obstructed view at the arena, obviously for less than that?
I can't think of anything I would have. What's obstruct for a concert? I've only been to like 3 shows at the arena.
Okay, but is there, let me rephrase that. Is there someone you would go sit, say that ticket was $50 behind the stage, nosebleeds?
No.
Okay.
No. If I'm paying any money,
you want to see the act.
I want some sort of experience.
Okay,
but you know, that's just me.
Now I got day of, last minute. You know how you always bring up they release those tickets at the end. Phil Collins, $50, obstructed. Now it wasn't behind the stage. You could still see Phil Collins. You could still see the band. You just couldn't see the screen behind Phil Collins. To me, that's not too obstructed. And for $50 to see his most likely last time in Buffalo, I thought it was a good deal.
Yeah, sure. I just, if I'm paying any amount of money,
You want to see the person.
I would like to see the person.
More than the person's rear end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, and, you know, again, we've been through this before. I'm not sitting far away for anything.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I there was one time back in 2019 I thought about it. I was going to go to New York City. I was going to go to a show at MSG and just buy a cheap ticket way out there to see, like, three of my favorite bands of all time. And I think it would have been about $100 for the ticket. Up in the nosebleeds, I thought that was crazy. It was just too pricey to me to sit way up somewhere. I'm like, I'm not going to enjoy myself.
To not really see.
Yeah, to, you know, I'll be looking down at, you know, like ants on right. the on the stage. It's not going to happen for me. But guess what? Sold out. Bruce Springsteen sold out the tickets. So for all the complaining, for all of the people who say, oh, it's just too much money, he sold out.
He did.
Those tickets that were, and now I don't know what everybody paid for seats. That's the one thing. They're not releasing the price range of what it was with this dynamic pricing. You know, what was the most expensive seat? What was the average price paid? But judging from what people have been posting online, you know, it's from $60 to a couple thousand dollars. I mean, that seems like the thing. I haven't seen above like 4,000 like in some other markets, but people were buying tickets for $2,000. And here's the thing. You bought it.
Yeah, you paid for it. So so was it worth that much? Well, to you it was, right? If you paid that much, you obviously thought, and again, I understand. And I think there are people out there that bought the tickets thinking, oh, I'll be able to resell this, you know, double what I made. Good luck to you. I saw someone yesterday on social media complain about the price of his ticket and posted a screenshot of the order screen. But he had not gotten the ticket through Ticketmaster. It was a verified resale.
Yeah.
So he was complaining. Well, that's what someone bought and put it right back on the market.
There is a lot of confusion. Yes. Confusion in the system that works. I think there's confusion when people will go on Ticketmaster right now and say, sold out, what are you talking about? There's all these tickets.
That's the confusing thing.
But they're not from the artist. Any ticket you see right now, it says resale.
Yes.
Right on there. Okay. So I think there's confusion. People go to, you know, StubHub, SeatGeek, some of these other sites, or random sites, or eBay, and think that they're buying directly from the artist. So I think there is some confusion there, and that leads to a lot of people being upset. But at the end of the day, look, he sold out. So for all the complaints that you see about the price of tickets, he sold them.
Yeah, he sold them.
He sold them all. And then somebody's texting him right now, I think it only sold out because of robot buying.
Not this concert.
It certainly did not.
Yeah.
Because here's the difference, and here's why I have been applauding Springsteen throughout the week here with this dynamic pricing. Robots aren't buying tickets for $1,000 to see Bruce Springsteen. You know why? Because there's no money to be made off of a $1,000 ticket to see Bruce Springsteen. The whole idea behind this is to cut out all of the scalpers, right? We saw it. The big one I'm thinking of was Paul McCartney at the arena. That's the one that everyone was complaining about, where you had the show sold out in like a minute, and then tickets were instantly for sale on other sites for a way over asking price. When you are selling a seat to somebody for $300, $400, $500, $1,000+, you're selling a seat to somebody who wants to go to that show. Nobody is spending that money and thinking, oh yeah, I'm this ticket $115, $900. Oh yeah, I'll just turn that around and make a profit. There's no profit to be made.
No.
So this is the big question of this. People want, anyone who's complaining about the price of Bruce Springsteen tickets, what you're doing is asking Bruce Springsteen for a handout. It's the same thing as going to the store, seeing a jacket, a pair of shoes you want, or seeing the bananas, and say, 49 cents a pound? No, can you give it to me for 20 cents a pound? That shirt's $20. Actually, I'd like it for 10. And then being upset when they don't do it. Because what's happening is all Bruce Springsteen is doing is charging what people are willing to pay for the show. And how can you be upset with anybody, a musician, a store owner, a gas station? Well, gas is a little bit different. That's a bad example. A football team, a hockey team, who are selling tickets for the price people are willing to pay. Because that's what's happening.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, Brian, okay, not paying $224 to sit behind the stage. I completely agree with you. $224 to sit, nosebleeds, stadium, conference championship. I say I would do it in a heartbeat.
It depends on my situation at the time. Like, I couldn't tell you right now. Guess last year, I was ready. You were there. You were right next to me. I was ready on my phone texting friends. Gabe Davis, fourth touchdown catch. I don't want to even think about this.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there on my couch. I'm speechless. I'm texting people from other places in the country and saying, all right, are you coming here next week? I'm about to buy the tickets. I was going to buy the tickets. I used all the free money that the sports books gave when they were, and I pocketed all of it, and I said, I'm going to use this to spend $300, which I would never spend normally to go see one game.
Right.
But I'm going to use this to spend that money to go to see the AFC Championship game. So in that situation, yes, in a heartbeat, I was ready to buy tickets. Right now, if you ask me that question, you know, for next year, okay, you can buy a ticket right now. Bills, they're definitely going to be in the AFC Championship game. It's going to be home. They'll be $300. I might go, I don't know. Yeah. You know, it totally depends on the situation for me at the time. You know, sporting events are so different. But Bruce Springsteen, this model that Ticketmaster came up with, all it is saying, look, we're going to figure out how much people are willing to pay.
While they're paying.
And we're going to try and leave as few dollars on the table as possible. So that way, because here's what people don't like to hear it. And we're going to go to a caller next, Deb in Williamsville, who's really not going to like to hear this. Concert prices have been too low for years and years and years. You know how we know that? Because immediately, tickets go on sale, and they're being sold for more on a secondary market. And when you have prices too low, all that does is open the door for all the scalpers to come in, buy the tickets, sell them for profit, and then you're still paying that much money for a ticket. So who do you want the money to go to? The artist, the performer who you're going to see? Or some guy who's just quicker than you online? Or who has like a room full of computers?
Right.
I know my answer. Deb in Williamsville, you're on WBEN. How's it going?
It's going great, thanks. And I just want to make a quick comment, and then I'll get off the phone. But, you know, all this logic is great for adults that are thinking of how they want to spend their money. Fine, they want to pay that crazy amount of money, and they make that decision. But where I get upset is there are young people who would do anything for their artists. Just anything, like Harry Styles. And they're willing to pay whatever Harry asks for that, or his people ask for that, or Ticketmaster asks for that. So they'll work at Target all summer long, or get their college funds, or go into their savings account and get that crazy amount of money, over $500, and pay it because that's their artist that they're crazy about. And that's where I get upset.
And Deb, you live and you learn, right? And maybe they would say 20 years later, I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Maybe they would, but I just guess I would like the artist to be aware of, you know, what is happening.
I mean, they're aware. Deb, thank you. Thank you for the call. They're aware. You can say that about anything. What are you expecting to do? If you want tickets to be cheaper, you're asking for a handout.
Very few people are going to be Garth Brooks. Very few musicians in 2022 are going to be Garth Brooks and sell every seat for the same price.
Yeah, I mean, and look,
I think that scored, you know, I think that scored Garth Brooks a lot of points with people. I think people admire him for that, but that's going to be a very rare instance in 2022 when, as we've illustrated, as you illustrated with Rob Lucas a few days ago, this is how artists make their money.
Look, I'd be more impressed if he came back to the arena and did that. Same price for every ticket.
Yeah.
And guess what would happen? Somebody would buy up sections of those tickets.
Every decent ticket.
And it would do it within seconds before you and I and regular people got a chance to get their hands on it. and they would resell them for a lot more money than, you know, $100 or whatever it is, right? That's exactly what would happen.
Am I ridiculous in thinking that these two seats I see on Ticketmaster right now, right in front of the general admission, right? So not in front of the stage, in front of the general admission, going for $3,500, those seats will probably sell on the secondary market?
I mean, I don't. We'll see, right?
But I mean, keeping my eye on
with what people were willing to pay, I mean, that's the market decides. This is capitalism, baby. This is the free market at work. Everybody who wants $30 tickets again, you're just asking for a handout. You know, this texter coming, Bruce tickets, $2,000. Garth, $98. They say it's about principle. Maybe Garth Brooks said, all right, I'm going to charge $100 and I'm going to play a place that holds, what is it, Joe?
72,000.
Four times as many people
as
the arena. So I'll make up my money that way. I mean, either way, you're getting your... Or if I play the arena, I'm going to charge $100 for a ticket. I guess I'm going to play it five nights in a row.
Yeah, that too.
In order to make up for it. Or Bruce is saying, well, I'm going to go to every single place. He, by the way, it's a North American tour. He's not just playing here. You can go see him in Ohio, like three different places. Right. You can go see him in Pittsburgh. You can go see him wherever.
He's also not doing this pricing in just Buffalo.
Right.
Yeah.
It is amazing to me. 30 dates around the U.S., an entire tour, and he's able to sell tickets. Now, again, Ticketmaster says average price is about $200, average. But those premium seats probably are putting a good amount of money in his pocket. He's selling tickets every single 30 days over, you know, the course of 3 months for thousands of dollars. That's amazing. So either way, these people are making their money. They're just deciding which way they want to do it.
And as you said, people are paying premium for those good seats, which tells you what a majority of them were. If it's only 200 when you factor in what people pay for the premium, that means there are a lot of numbers under 200.
Yeah, that's true. People were, like I said, it's not everybody who's paying $1,000.
Right.
There's people I saw online, hey, I got my ticket, face value, $60. I'm sure they were sitting up top for it, and they're happy. It wasn't the truth for everybody, but you found out how much you were willing to spend on something. And it goes for everything. Joe, you know what I want to do? I want to go to the Bills home opener. But you know what I'm not willing to do? Spend $200+ to sit in the last row of the stadium for the Bills home opener.
Right.
And you know what? That's my decision. If I was willing to spend what I think is a crazy amount of money to go to a regular season football game to go there, then I would, but I don't, and I have to live with my decision. I'm not sitting here pouting and whining and yelling at the Bills for charging that much, because guess what? They sold it out.
Yeah.
So more people were willing, and they're just like Bruce Springsteen. They're going to charge what people are willing to pay. Julia, you're on WBEN. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Thank you for your service, right? This is Olivia?
No, it's Brian and Joe.
That's next hour. Thank him for his service.
I got the hours mixed up.
He sounds a little more handsome. Yeah.
Better put together than us.
I love WBN. Years ago when I first came back in 2008, I thought that this station was just the most conservative, but you've changed for the better. I love this station. But what I'm going to say is people put their money where their passion is, and you can't be jealous of that. It's their prerogative. I bet that woman who was on the phone earlier, if Elvis were coming, she, back in the day, because I'm assuming her age, back in the day, if she went to see Elvis, she'd save up for money. Now, I'm going to put a plug in for something. For the Erie County Fair, is hiring people to do parking this weekend. You have to be 16 or older. But so that's an example of something that someone could do, and they'd say, hey, I'm going to do parking for XYZ days, and I'm going to put it aside to go to see Harry Styles or Bruce Springsteen or whatever the case may be. But if you want to spend that money, it's your prerogative. And I think the way that they're doing things now is great, because it keeps the scalpers from going away. And the artists know what they're doing. Bruce knows, you know, what's going on. He knows what's going on with his fans, and he knows that, and he's not a gouger or anything like that. He's not being mean about it or anything like that. Hey,
Julie.
You know, you put your money where your pet.
Julie, you bring up a good point. You know, I work a second job. Why? I like going to Virginia Tech games. I like going to Bills games. I like doing things that might cost a little extra.
You don't have to do it forever.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it for a little while, like this whole thing with the parking at Erie County. I don't know how much they're going to pay. But it's from the 10th until the 21st, and you can make some good money.
There it is.
Hey, Julia, thanks so much for the call. And, yeah, you know what? You spend money on what you want to spend money on, right? And, you know, maybe later you do regret it. maybe it's that $125,000 SUV we were talking about last week, right? But, you know, I would think... I would say that if you're, you know, one of these people going in and paying way over sticker for a used car right now, that you're crazy. But I mean, I'm not you.
Right.
It's your money. You can do what you want with it. I'm the type of person, Joe, I don't spend big on events like that. I'm not going to see Bruce Springsteen at $500. I'm not going to see Bruce Springsteen at $100 for a big ticket. I don't spend big tickets. I spend smaller amounts, and I go to a bunch of different show. I like to spread it out instead of going to one thing.
You like to take in multiple live music events.
Yeah, I like a few long weekends rather than one week off, you know, in its entirety. And that's just how I choose to do it. Some people are different.
Right. I mean, hey, I completely understand. You know, I've had my sayings about or my things about Bruce. But if you are a Bruce Springsteen fan and you've never seen him or you haven't seen him in a long time, hey, I can understand. You're passionate about the guy. You like his music. You want to go see him.
Well, you're probably upset. You know, if you're a longtime fan of Bruce Springsteen, you've never seen him, you're probably amongst the people who are pretty upset right now. That's like, okay, well, I want to see him, but now his tickets are way more expensive than any other ticket that I would get.
Or you got tickets and you're just happy that you're going and you're not thinking about the price.
You could be that too, but I mean, if you are 20 years old and you love Bruce Springsteen and you want to go see him and tickets are $1,000, you know, I would never be able to afford that at 20 years old. I would never be able to afford that now to go to a show at $1,000.
No. There's no way I would pay $1,000.
You're probably pretty upset. And yeah, I'm upset. Like I said, I'm upset I'm not going to be able to go to the Super Bowl. It's the way some things are. 803-0930. Do you think it was a good idea for Bruce to sell the tickets like this? Did you have an experience yesterday? Do you like artists charging what the ticket's worth? Or are you looking for a handout? B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
It's B-Maz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, B-Maz and Beamer back here on WBEN. Joe, I got breaking news during the break.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if we should use the sound or not. Probably not. This would be a misuse, Lucas. This is my son went number two on the potty.
Congratulations.
Yes, wow. Just huge.
That is huge, awesome news.
Huge breaking news in here. So.
So it's a success all around.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I mean, you know, the doing it over and over again, that's what I consider a success. Yeah. One time does but not make
It takes one to start a streak.
Yes, that's so. You know, so we have some good news here. A good breaking.
That's great.
News.
That's awesome.
But aside from that, I like it, it's. How do you spend your money? I mean, that's the whole thing with this Bruce Springsteen show yesterday and tickets going on sale. If you had an experience, let us know. 803-0930 to call in, 803-0930. Give us a call or a text this morning about what you were thinking. A lot of people I saw the tickets, saw the price, and passed. And there's probably a lot of people who did that and were... they're pretty disappointed because they're thinking like, okay, I'm hoping to go see Bruce Springsteen. I think part of the disappointment that I can understand is really not knowing what the price would be. I mean, that's where I sympathize with people is you go in and you're thinking like, okay, I'm willing to spend, you know, some people were there willing to spend like $300
yes.
to go and see Bruce Springsteen. And that's like perfectly reasonable. The average ticket again was going for like $200.
Yeah.
You get in line.
Nice shot.
It's totally missed. It's way more than what you were willing to spend. I could understand being upset because you kind of didn't know what the price was going to be.
Right.
And that stinks. Like that's the bad part in this.
You know, you talk about people regretting, right? Maybe like 10 years from now, regretting how much they paid. Do you think there's anyone out there that's going to regret not buying a ticket and saying, you know what, it would have been worth it to see Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, maybe if he like, you know, dies in a month after. Well, I'm just saying, like that's the, you know, or retires. Or
have you ever missed a concert and you regret not going?
Oh, yes. You know, there's a bunch of times.
And it doesn't have to be expensive. Just something came up.
When I was a kid, I wanted to go see The Business. They were playing there from England, downtown. They were playing at Mohawk Place, and I couldn't find anyone to go with me. And so I didn't go. And then, like, the next day, I was just like, well, I don't know, I was like 13, 14 years old. And I'm just like, well, all right. And then if no one wants to go to these shows, I'm just going to go by myself all the time. Ever since then, I go by myself to shows all the time to concerts.
You're there for the music.
Yeah. I'm not talking to anyone anyway when the band's on.
Right.
So that was when I regretted. And, like, luckily, they came back a month before the front man died. There's a lot of things like that. Mitch Hedberg. The comedian.
Yeah.
He played here not long before he passed away. And he passed away, you know, very young. He was at the Riviera Theater, I think, over in North Tonawanda. And he did his comedy. I didn't go see it. And passed away, you know, a few months later. So there's obviously regret there. I think the people who are regretting Bruce Springsteen today are not people who missed out on tickets yesterday. I think it's people who didn't go and see him back in 2016 or 17.
Good point, yes.
Right when tickets were more reasonable, you know, price-wise, $150, $250 or something, you know, they were around there.
Your standard ticket prices.
You know, what we have come to expect is like a standard arena show ticket price. And if you didn't go there and think, oh, well, you know, maybe I'll see him the next time, that's when the regret might fill in. I regret not going to see the Rolling Stones at the stadium the last time they were here, which would have been around 2016,
yeah,
around there, because I didn't want to spend the money at the time. And then after I kind of got, I was like, you know what, it would have been worth it to spend the money this one time to go see the Rolling Stones. And I started looking like, where else can I see them? And they had another show here in Buffalo that never happened. It was on the schedule. And so I regret it even more, not seeing them.
Their potentially last time in Buffalo.
But there's a limit to that. You know, I regret not paying $150 or so to see the Rolling Stones. If that ticket price was $400, $500.
Oh, yeah.
I would have no regrets not seeing the Rolling Stones. Right. It's just I'm not willing to pay that much money to see anybody. But I am willing to adjust expectations. You know, I'm used to like a $30 concert ticket. That's generally my sweet spot. And still, most of the shows I go to are somewhere in that neighborhood of price. But those ticket prices have gone up. You know, there's a lot of bands that I saw starting out at $12, $15. And now it's closer to $50. And you know, prices go up over time. And I do try and adjust my expectations a little bit. But there comes a point for all of us where you just say, enough's enough.
I regret not taking a free ticket to Hall & Oates in 2014.
Free is, if there's one thing I know, I feel like when you're offered something for free, you don't go. That's when regret can set.
That's a real regret. I was 2014. I was the producer on the Tom Bowerly show, and Tom had an extra ticket, and I didn't take it. And I haven't seen Hall & Oates since, and I regret not taking that
ticket. Aren't you going to see them, though?
The plan is to see them in early September. Yeah, CMAC, yes.
You said the plan, like you're worried something's going to happen to Hall and or Oates.
No, I'm the plan is to see them. We'll see as we get closer. But yes, the plan is to finally see Hall and Oates because this really could be. Yeah, I mean, it's just like with Bruce, right? And I'm not saying anything fatal, but they might just decide, hey, we're in our 70s. Let's just live our life. Let's stop touring. So anytime someone like Bruce Springsteen, Hall & Oates, you know, go on tour, it could be the last time. Look, last time Huey Lewis was in Buffalo, he didn't know it was going to be his last time, but then he lost his hearing. He can't tour anymore. So, you know, you never know what happens when these artists get into their 70s.
A couple of texts on our text board, 803-0930, to give us a call or text. Someone saying, Kid Rock was selling a low ticket cost. Not sure if he still is. And like, well, guess what? It's because Kid Rock is going to struggle to sell $15 for Way Out on the lawn or right. out there. I mean, that's there's certain prices people are willing to pay, certain things. Kid Rock's ceiling, I'm sorry to say, as much as I love Ball with the Ball.
Yeah.
Not quite as high as Bruce Springsteen's. Not yes. as illustrious of a career. So, yeah, you're not going to pay as much to see him.
Hey, Kid Rock had two great albums. I would definitely pay, not these prices, pay to go see Kid Rock. But, yes,
I would definitely pay $10 to see him.
Yeah, if he was at Art Park, I would go see Kid Rock.
That's
you know, just like Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray had one good album. They were at Art Park.
I would pay $10.
It was a great show, yes.
But you know, there's a limit for
everybody.
You're
also paying $10 for your beers, but that's a different story.
I love the text that came in saying they were upset and there's no competitive pricing. Well, yeah, there's Bruce Springsteen has a monopoly on Bruce Springsteen. There's no other, and this is kind of true of just about every artist, but you can't really compare Bruce Springsteen to anybody else because he's the only one. There's no other. It's not like, well, I miss this Bruce Springsteen, but Bruce Springsteen with two E's who had the exact same career and sings the exact same songs and is the same person is coming like the next month and I'll go see that one who is charging less. Right? It's like, I don't, if I missed Kiss, I'm not like, well, I'll go see Mini Kiss.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? It's not.
Like 80% cheaper.
I mean, some people would say, well, I'll be fine and happy go seeing the cover band. But if you want to see the real thing, you're going to pay for it. It's like, all right, I'm not going to pay to go see the Bills game. I'd much rather go pay see UB football. Okay. And some people will say that. And I'd rather pay a reasonable, low-cost ticket to go see UB. But it's not the same thing.
I mean, that's no offense to UB.
No offense to UB, but it is not the same thing.
The Mac and the NFL, there is a little bit of a difference.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I will say this. I brought this up with Rob, Joe, and I'm wondering what you're thinking about this after yesterday. I am kind of constantly amazed because of the way we talk about Buffalo all the time. How much Buffalo is willing to pay big
yes.
bucks.
Yes.
For everything.
Yeah. You see it with the concerts. And Brian, we're going to see it in a few years with the when the new stadium opens up. I mean, people in Buffalo, when they see what they want, when something they want to see is in town, they go see it. And people want to see Bruce and people want to see the Bills. And guess what? You're going to get tickets to continue to climb because, as Brian said, the ticket is worth what you're willing to pay. And people are willing to pay.
It's Bruce Springsteen selling out with all these, you know, the highest ticket prices he's ever sold at the box office, right? It's these Bills games selling out with tickets that I think are outrageous for a sporting event, but they're selling out season tickets. They're selling out the home opener, you know, all of these games at the beginning of the year.
And many of those ridiculous prices for the Bills are on the secondary market.
But I think it's ridiculous. Just the price set, home opener, box office. The get-in price, the cheapest ticket you could find, was over $200.
Wow. And that's from the box office.
That's from the box office.
That's why, why you get season tickets.
I think the same was for the other home primetime game, and I think it was similar for some of the other early season, you know, nice weather games. Over $200, which I would look at and say, you know, again, that's crazy. But guess what? They sold almost 80,000 of them.
Right. Right,
it's wild. It is it's crazy to me. But somebody's willing to pay for it, so I'm not going to sit here and say, "How dare the Bills price me out?"
Right. Right.
I mean, that's at the end of the day, that's a me problem. It's not really a Bills problem. There are some things I won't be able to do. I can't fly private. They price me out.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I'm not shaking my fist at the air every time I see a small jet.
I can't fly first class. I can't fly. What's it? What's the middle of the plane? Oh, business class. You know, I got to be right there in coach, right next to the bathroom.
Yeah,
In the middle seat.
Maybe the emergency exit. You get lucky. They charge more for those seats now.
How excited do you get, though, if you didn't pick your seat, if it's one of the airlines that still says, hey, you just go, and you get the, it's a great feeling.
It's a burden. You got to be ready.
Yeah.
You got to be ready for it. But I can go on and on, about and the Super Bowl, I think, is going to be the ultimate exam because I'm just waiting for the Bills to make the Super Bowl. And you know what the stories are going to be. When the Bills were last in the Super Bowl in 1994, the ticket price was, a ham sandwich and $3 or, whatever it was. They got expensive by the mid-90s.
3 decades ago.
But that's the thing. You will hear that over and over again if the Bills go back to the Super Bowl.
Of course.
Because the last time they were in the Super Bowl, regular people were able to go. This time, I don't consider that an event where regular people are able to go.
No. I am still amazed. My dad has his ticket from the national championship in 2000, right? 22 years ago when Virginia Tech went. And that ticket was $100. Guess what? You're not going to the NCAA national championship for $100, even if you're in the last row of the stadium.
Yeah.
And the same goes for the Super Bowl. So much has changed in the last 20, 30 years.
And I can sit here and say that it stinks, and it does.
Yeah.
That, regular fans aren't going to be able to go to that. It stinks that, regular fans can't wait in line and buy a ticket to go see Bruce Springsteen for $30. But am I also going to sit here and say, I said it before, it's asking for a handout. Can you please charge less for this thing that you could charge way more for just for me?
Yeah, right.
Is that fair of me to ask?
No.
As a consumer? I don't think so at the end of the day.
No. I like Julia, the earlier caller? I like what she said. Hey, you want to go to one of these things? Go work a second job. Go make some extra money. If it's really that important to you, go make some extra money. If not, you missed out. That's how I feel.
Yeah. It stinks. Right? It stinks to not be able to,
It stinks to pay $4.60 a gallon of gas.
But, I'm thinking about this in terms of my kid, right? Where he's going to grow up and, he's not going to be able to, if things keep going the way they are, which I would anticipate, right?
Ticket prices are going to start dropping?
No.
Yeah.
But he won't be able to go to, some of these bigger shows the way that I was when I was his age. And that stinks.
Yeah, that's
in a way.
It's very true.
Now, I had plenty of fun going to things for free all the time. And there are still exist.
Not as many, though. I was thinking of that a few days ago. Not as many free concerts exist from when you and I were in high school.
There are. It's just, it's not the same type of thing.
Right.
But there are plenty of opportunities to go and, pay $5 at the door and go and watch whoever. Go and enjoy yourself. But it isn't going to be the same experience, and that stinks. I think the same experience now is like these mega festivals, where the ticket price comes down, you get a million X, but then you're in a sea of people. I could never picture myself at, Lollapalooza with needing binoculars to see the stage and counting that as seeing one of the acts.
You couldn't picture that now, but 15 years ago, could you have imagined yourself as something like that?
No, I mean, I can imagine myself at something
but
like that now.
But it's the distance from the stage.
It's just, I don't count that as seeing, but that's what counts now as seeing the artist. And that's what you have to do. I saw him. I was way out here.
I saw him on a screen.
They used to have that too. Altamont didn't end well, but that's they had that too back then. And then it's all relative too, right? Somebody texting in, hey, I was in the waiting room, entered the sale at 10:03, got tickets at 10:08, two tickets, $256 with fees, and then they said score. And, to me, if I paid that much money to go see, for two tickets, I'd be biting my lip the whole time. It's like one of those cringing. I don't immediately go score.
No.
I would definitely be cringing at paying that price.
But that's obviously someone who really enjoys Bruce Springsteen, and I'm sure they'll have a great time. Decisions to be made.
I hope they do. Is it a sure thing that you're going to have a good time? We were
if
talking
you
about
enjoy
this during
their music,
the break. Yeah, but maybe he stinks that night. I've seen plenty of bands who I love and I've gone to see, numerous times and, maybe the second or third time I've seen them, it just, they stink. They're not as good. They're disappointing. It happens all the time. And it happens all the time. Sporting events. I mean, we were talking about this during the break. I'll never forget a midweek Sabres Nashville game that I saw. I was sitting up in the press box. It was like 10 years ago. And it was just the most boring game I've ever... nothing happened. It was... It was a slog to go through.
You were there for free, and you felt like you got cheated.
Well, yeah. But then I'm thinking, like, somebody paid $200 to see this.
Yeah.
Somebody paid $50 to see this. And you can get disappointed. Like, that's the risk you take with a lot of these events. Like, I'm not going to sit here and say, well, oh, you love Bruce Springsteen, you're going to see him. It's a sure thing. You know, we were talking about Garth Brooks that way. Well, he always puts on a great show. Probably. Sure. Maybe.
But you can be off.
He could have an off night.
Yeah.
Anyone can have an off night.
I mean, Brian, people can't be like you and I, that it's just, you know, Hall of Fame material every day when we turn these mics on.
Yeah, you're rolling your dice. But we don't charge you $1,000. Maybe we should start dynamic pricing.
Dynamic pricing?
To listen.
Yeah,
and we'll see as the show goes on.
What's the demand this day? 50 cents.
Boom, up, down. Where's the arrow going? But anyways, I was not super surprised to see that it sold out. I was surprised to see that it sold out as quickly as it did, knowing that, I mean, if that's a quick sellout, a lot of those tickets are going to be priced higher than, you know, the quote-unquote face value.
And I'm interested. I will keep an eye on this because we've talked so much about it. I'm interested in February, March, where these tickets still stand, if people did have to bring them down a little to try to get rid of them. Or if they go at what their price right now.
Yeah. But the idea is there's not as many. You know, think of how many how many tickets did Rob say were on the market secondhand? You know, maybe it was like 1,000 or something like that. It would have been half the arena.
Yeah.
You know, if this was priced normally, because people would have bought the tickets. I know I can sell them, at least make my money back. We did the same. We saw Metallica. Is it really fair that I was able to buy us tickets to go see Metallica, pretty good tickets in the 100s, sell them for double what we paid for them, and then just I went and bought floor seats for the exact same price that
that was a great move.
Paid before.
It was a great move.
We made money going to the show. Yeah. I mean, is that really, that's not going to happen here. Nobody's buying a ticket for $1,000 and flipping it, and if you are, good on you.
Yeah, let me know.
Flipping it for double the price.
No, most people don't have $1,000 to take a risk on profit.
Right, yeah.
Right, on something like a concert.
But, good on you if you're going. Hey, it's your money at the end of the day.
Brian, I don't want to jinx anything, but we are a day away from having a full week of BMAZ and Beamer together.
Ooh, we should bring in a cake.
Don't give me any ideas.
I like it. I like the idea. That's right. We'll be back tomorrow. David's next after the news on WBEM.